This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A couple of weeks back, we spoke with Jim Carter, who was heading for Cuba to coach a group of Vermont Little League baseball players, taking on some of the best of that island nation in a cultural and sporting trip of a lifetime. Today, we're finding out how that visit went, speaking with one of the Vermont ball players who was there. Ollie Pudvar is from Shelburne. He's 12 years old, and he joins us now on the line before heading out to school. Ollie, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I can't imagine an environment contrasting Vermont as much as Cuba. What stood out to you the most about Cuba?
Probably the houses that the people lived in. They were, like, all stacked up on each other, and it didn't look that safe.
Worried about maybe some of them crumbling or falling down as you walked
yeah.
around? When you were there, tell me about the communication between your Vermont teammates and your Cuban counterparts. Did you guys have a translator along, or could you speak directly with some of the kids that you were playing against?
Well, we had a little trouble because not many of us could speak Spanish, and none really of them could speak English, so we really had to use the translator.
And how did that work out? Did they have some questions for you guys? Like, did they want to know about Vermont? Were they curious about where you're from?
Yeah, they did, yeah. We showed them a book that looked at pictures of Vermont.
What kind of things did they want to know about it?
They wanted to know, like, what we do in Vermont that's different that about what they do in Cuba.
Did you tell them how much colder it can be in Vermont than in Cuba?
Yeah.
Now, let's get to some of the baseball that you played. How did the games go? I hear these Cuban players are pretty good.
Yeah, we didn't come up on the winning side, but we still played really hard, but they're just very good baseball players.
Plus, remember, they can practice and play pretty much year-round in Cuba. You guys get, what, 2, maybe 3 months at the most to get out there in Vermont and play baseball?
Yeah.
I'm sure Coach Carter reminded you of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up anything from the way they played the game? I mean, did you sort of say, hey, that's pretty interesting, the way they approach the game of baseball? Anything you might help you in your little league play?
Yeah, they were really quick on their transitions, and they just knew how to get the ball from one place to another really easily.
Now, according to a blog that I've been reading about this trip that also has some great pictures, the last game of the tournament was an all-star game, and some of the Cuban team all-stars played with the Vermont team and vice versa. You guys mixed it up a little bit. How did that go?
Yeah, that went pretty well because that was the one game that I won. But we switched it up 8 and 5 with the players. So we gave them 5 and they gave us 8. They were pretty even teams.
When you say you won that game, does that mean you were the starting pitcher for the team?
No, I didn't pitch in that game. I just was on the winning team.
Awesome. And what position do you normally play?
I played center field for most of the trip.
Was there any talk of having a similar tournament here in Vermont with the Cubans coming to visit Vermont?
Yeah, we were hoping that, like, if the embargo was lifted, then they could come to Vermont and we could have a similar week like that, what we did in Cuba.
What about when you guys were wrapping up the trip and talking amongst yourselves? What did you guys say about what you liked best about Cuba, what you'll remember perhaps most about this trip?
Probably just after the games, hanging out with the kids and learning what life's like in Cuba for them.
And what did you do when you hung out with them? Where did you guys go? What did they take you to see?
Went to this little restaurant called La Lucecita, and we just ate with them and talked with them and just hung out.
Did you see any historic sites, anything about Ernest Hemingway or anything like that?
Yeah, we actually went to Ernest Hemingway's house, which is pretty cool, and we got to see his boat, and not with the other team, but just by ourselves.
How much did you read about Cuba before you left? Did you get any prep about the country and about its rather contentious history with the United States before you left for the trip?
Yeah, I was reading about the embargo and how Cuba has really gotten run down after the embargo. And going to see it really made me notice that they don't have a lot. We take a lot of things for granted in the United States.
So this trip was really about a lot more than baseball in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Ali Pudvar is a Vermont Little League Baseball player from Shelburne who recently competed in a tournament in Cuba. Ali, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you.